precise about it, knowing where to throw what moves at what part of the body, when to do it, how to make them react to you instead of you reacting to them. Not every pass rush is pure strength. Some of it is actually just elusive finesse. I was more of, even my finesse moves still had some strength to it. I was trying to, whenever I was just trying to club rip, I was still trying to slam him by and everything like that. So he tuned me up. He showed me what things to do and what my best pass rushers probably could be. And so, nah, man, I appreciate him for it, seriously.
Did you get to talk to Danny Shelton at all through the whole process as you were, you know, working your way to the league?
I talk to Danny all the time. He gives me tips and reminders and everything like that, but honestly, it's more of a personal thing. He keeps my head right. He understands that I'm a different type of person, and so he keeps me on track with what I'm trying to do. He understands who I am, and he understands what I'm going after, and so he keeps me on track going that way. He keeps me calm, keeps my mind right, keeps me focused, keeps me driven. Him and Tony Tupo, both dudes are really big reasons why I'm at where I am.
Who gave you the idea to go see Chuck Smith in Atlanta?
It was my decision, my agent's idea. I was out here in Philly, obviously, and I didn't want to go all the way back to the West Coast, because if I went back to Seattle, I was going to work out, but I wasn't going to get training. Like, I wasn't going to actually be training for anything specific. There's a couple other places I could have been, but I didn't. It was just, honestly, I just felt like Atlanta was the best choice. Plus, I like being in the South, and I wanted to try to get my sleep schedule right. Rookie minicamp was awful for me, because I was going to sleep at like 3 in the morning, having to be up at 6, just because I'm so used to, I go to bed at 11:30 on the West Coast at all times. That's 2:30 here. And so I was running off very little sleep that rookie minicamp. So I was trying to stay on the East Coast to try to get my schedule right. I was happy that I went to sleep about 12:45 last night, which is still kind of late. That's not what I'm wanting.
That's right. I was going to say.
That's still late, but that's a lot better than it was. So I'm getting right a little bit.
How did you feel coming back today? I know it's the first day and a lot of curveballs being thrown with the power outage and change of schedule, but how have you been able to handle it?
Man, follow after the vets. Seriously. Just keep my mind blank. You don't ever stress over anything. Take on adversity. Don't ever... Only control what you can control. And that's what older dudes are here for. That's why you have veterans, to take on the younger guys, to show them where they need to go, where they need to be, what they need to do, to kick our asses if they need to. And so they helped out a lot, and just keep my ears and eyes open.